Okay, now, do you have a room up on the top of the house, Mr. Gilmore?
Oh, the attic, yeah. That's where we store the meat, preserves, syrup, the lard. The meat was all mostly salted meat in barrels.
Yeah.
And the syrup was in gallon cans. In other words, it was sort of a big pantry upstairs. One part of it was utilized just for the food. Then generally I had a couple of beds up there. Let's say, young boys, I'd invite you at the same age and your brother or your cousin come spend the night with me. When we come in at night, they had a stairway to go upstairs from the front porch so we wouldn't disturb Papa and Mama.
Ah.
We could wait at the upstairs, but you better not make too much noise to wake him up. No. Because he was in trouble then.
Y'all would stay out late at night, huh? I mean, just...
Oh, yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, once in a while. Might have a party in the neighborhood or something to that effect, and you'd come in at 12, 1 o'clock. So the boy would just go upstairs, so they wouldn't disturb the old folks.
Now,
it's difficult sudden living, you know.
Pretty much. When, okay, and then around the house, you said you had a porch on the front. Would you have anything on the back? Like, to get to the kitchen, so.
Well, the kitchen was kind of a side effect. Just an offset room there.
Yeah.
A room, I'd say, oh, 15 feet wide and maybe 20 feet long. And they had a big wooden stove in there about the size of this huge desk. That's where the stove was at. And it was a wood stove.
Did you have a raised kind of shelf on that stove? You know?
Like a front, yeah.
To the hearth? What is it called? Hearth or something?
Yeah. Where you stack your wood. Let's say in the wintertime the wood got damp, you put it in the front. Well, that one there was getting heated and dry while the oven was burning.
Now, you'd be out in the yard and your mother would yell to you, she'd say she needed some wood and you'd bring her in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much? She said, bring me in a...
armful of wood. Armful, that was...
Yeah.
Maple.
Okay. Did y'all have a place where you stored that? Where you stored your wood, sir?
No, most of the wood in those days was carted outside, you see. Because you had to get a winter supply of wood and there's no way you could put all that in the shelter, you see. It was carted outside.
Okay.
But you'd always bring the wood in like this afternoon for tonight and tomorrow morning, you know, to light the fire. In this there was stove wood which was shorter, and then there was a chimney wood that was bigger.
Now, when you got the fire late at night, you put what on the fire to keep it going on?
A large piece of wood, you know. One piece of wood was an armful, and that would burn through the night.
Yeah, called it a big... You put it in the back?
Yeah, in the back part.
Mm-hmm.
And it would burn slowly through the night. A lot of times in the morning you'd wake up, it was still about that big around.
Well, Mr. Gilbo, the top of the house was made...
Shingles, covered with shingles. And it was very steep roof. Steep. The reason it was made steep, so the water would drain off fast and it would last longer.
Mm.
The flatter you made it, the more it would retain moisture, you see.
Yeah. Okay. Then, say you had a house and an L on the house. A place where the two would come together would be the...
There was very few houses made with an L.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that place where the water would come and run together, that's
The valley of the roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it what would get the water off the roof? Did you have those kind of things that were going on the side of the roof?
Oh, yeah. But that was made out of wood, too. What you call that? I know how to call it in French, and down.
Yeah.
But how do you say it in English?
Now, okay, these were like what you